The federal government has given conditional approval to Shell's plan to drill exploratory wells in the Beaufort Sea. The company wants to drill up to 4 shallow wells there starting next July. Environmental groups are calling it a dangerous and disappointing leap toward offshore drilling in the Arctic. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The conditional approval is a big win for Shell. The company has been frustrated in its efforts to drill in the Arctic Ocean for several years. Pete Slaby, vice president at Shell Alaska, was cautious but enthusiastic about the news.
We still have work to do and other permits to get, but this is an important landmark that we've just driven by.
The oil company was getting set to drill in the Arctic Ocean in the summer of 2010, but the federal government halted that plan after the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Environmental groups have repeatedly raised concerns that it would be too difficult to clean up oil in Arctic waters. Robert Thompson lives in Kaktovik and is with the group Resisting Environmental Destruction on Indigenous Lands, or Red Oil. He says based on the conditions he sees, cleaning up oil isn't realistic.
They can fool some people who live in other states, but I live in the edge of the Arctic Ocean, and even now there's ice piled up from last winter when we got pressure ridges when the ice moved. I don't believe anybody's going to say they can operate out there.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation, and Enforcement approved Shell's plan. The agency wouldn't offer anyone to talk about the decision, but in a press release, Bureau Director Michael Bromwich is quoted as saying, "All decisions on development in the Arctic are based on the best scientific information available." Environmental attorney Peter Van Tine says that science is thin.
The data gaps are simply monstrous, and they go to fundamental issues that limit the ability of this agency and the United States to make informed decisions. And to say otherwise is just simply dishonest.
But Shell Vice President Pete Slaby says the company has learned a lot from the Deepwater Horizon incident. A capping and containment system is what ultimately put an end to that disaster. And Slaby says Shell will have that type of system on site in the Arctic.
We've always designed our oil spill response, with knowing that we're going to be in a remote area. So we've got a very, very different philosophy than people had in the Gulf of Mexico, where you kind of fire department, get on the phone and call. We've said from the very beginning, and even before the incident in the Gulf of Mexico last summer, that we have to have our assets on place and deployed.
The company still needs several additional permits from other agencies before they can start drilling. Shell is also hoping to drill exploratory wells in the Chukchi Sea. The Department of Interior must complete a supplemental environmental impact statement on that plan before it can move forward. Slaby hopes that will happen in October. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.